A few showers occurring in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota today have disrupted some farming activity, but most of the precipitation has not been very significant. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. As we go forward through the rest of this day, we are going to see some additional spotty showers, just like we've seen during the course of the day today. But the precipitation so far has been just about insignificant. Now there are some places in northern portions of Minnesota that did receive up to a half inch of moisture earlier today, and we're seeing some similar amounts of rain, up to about 0.3 inch, occurring from the Grand Forks area up towards the extreme northeast corner of the state and on into northwestern Minnesota. But that's really about it. Most everybody else has been dry. The forecast is going to continue to promote a warm afternoon across a big part of the region. The cool air that came in yesterday is already abating from the region. We do have a bit of a temperature contrast occurring across the region, with temperatures in the upper 50s at this hour in portions of extreme northeastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota. And that compares to temperatures are in the 70s and even up around 80 degrees in other portions of our region. Temperatures are actually as warm as the lower 80s in central parts of South Dakota. Well, the forecast is going to continue to promote a warm scenario for us as we go forward through the next several days. The temperatures out there are likely to be still contrasting this afternoon, but tomorrow we'll look for those temperatures to be mostly in the 80s with a few upper 70s. And as we go on into Friday and Saturday, we'll see 80s becoming more and more common across the region, and we probably won't see a significant amount of cooling to take place until the next frontal system cuts through the region, and that is not expected until we get into the early to middle part of next week. Monday's temperatures will still be in the 80s rather solidly, but as we start getting into Tuesday and Wednesday, the potential for cooling becomes a little greater. There will be a chance for some shower activity almost every day as we go forward through the next 4 or 5 days, but I don't see any generalized soaking for any part of the region, and most of these showers will be brief and light, and they will be kind of sporadically dispersed. So we will see partly cloudy conditions. Occasionally it'll be cloudy, but temperatures will be running, as I said, mostly 70s and 80s, with a lot more 80s as time moves along. We don't get a frontal system to cut through the region until we get out towards the end of the weekend or early next week, mostly early next week, and that's when we'll start to see a little bit of an increase in scattered shower activity. The rainfall at that time will run 1/4 to 3/4 inch, with some local totals maybe getting up over 1 inch, but we have many days of drying until then. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.